Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 The Fish. And we're actually 99.5 The Word. I was at The Fish this morning. Excuse me, call on my error, my mistake. It should be about 9:30 on your clock right now, because that's about what time it is on our clock here in the Palatial Studio in Kalihi. You know, today we're so blessed once again. You know, Tuesdays are terrific Tuesdays. We're so blessed to always have, and he squeezes it in his schedule, Pastor James Bird Mahiloni. He'll be bringing the word today, and it gives me a break where I get to take the pom-poms, let my wife take a break, and I do the hallelujahs and the chihus and all that over here in the name of Jesus. Just want to give a shout-out to all of our brothers and sisters out there. No matter what facility you're in, know that we're thinking of you. Want to remind you folks that if you're on the social media wave on the outside, you can catch us on our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Also, we have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And also, you can give me a call if you want, 808-222-2822. Let us know how things are going. And if this program has touched you, affected you, or ways that we could make it better for you or improve it. You know, I just want to get right into the word tonight. I know Pastor Bird has a great word for us tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to give it over to Pastor Bird. My Lord, Bird, say aloha to all our fans tonight.
Aloha, aloha. Thank you, Pastor Bulla. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, you don't have to do somersaults. Sit back in your chair. Okay, he's so excited to be here.
Amen. Praise the Lord,
Amen.
Everybody.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
You know,
Hallelujah.
We thank God today's Tuesday, and we're here with Pastor Bulla with the Free Insight Ministries. You know, taking the opportunity to help and to share the word. And you know, last week was some good stuff. It shows how sin started with the innocence, and then it always go to one level to another level. But you know, it doesn't matter. Sin is a sin, whether it's a big sin or a small sin.
Mm-hmm.
But we could see that the transformation to my testimony to Jesus Christ. I was set free in the inside. You know, I was at the Thunderdome last night, Pastor Bulla, and we ran into one of the brothers before we started. He came up, and you could see the glory all over this guy.
Ooh, Shekinah
and
glory.
Yeah, Shekinah glory.
Shekinah glory.
He was so excited. He was so blessed. And I look at his eyes. You can see, you know, in his countenance that there's love and compassion in his man's heart. Because when he came in, oh, he had a lot of bitterness.
Yeah.
You know, then last night he came, he goes, Pastor Bird, you know, when you with Jesus, when you read your word, hey, you're free in the inside.
Ooh, glory, glory.
The bar's not going to stop the freedom and the love of Jesus Christ, Pastor Bulla.
That's right. It didn't stop our brothers when they was in jail in the Old Testament either.
Yeah, you know, and even to these brothers in Arizona. You know, some of the guys came back. I met them at the road crew down in Anakuli.
Oh, okay. The crew,
one of the brothers, Brother Gary, he was down there. He said he's seeing my wife and you guys out there.
Oh, he was up there in October. That's right, the baptism we had.
Yeah, the baptism. So they're back. Some of them guys are back. You know, said a shot. Shout out to all you brothers. I can see the transformation of the Holy Spirit in them guys, Pastor Bulla.
You see, you know, that's what's so wonderful, Bird. You know, when you throw the rock in the lake, you get the ripple effect, right?
Mm.
From that October trip, we still have ripple effects. But what people got to realize is a tsunami starts off as a little wave.
Oh, brother.
It starts off as a little wave. And then it builds. You don't have a little earthquake, a little wave, and then the tsunami's next door. No, it takes a long way. So when something happens in the Aleutian Islands or something happens in Japan, it has to come thousands of miles. It takes time. It takes time. But when it hits its destination, the thing is a tsunami. So right now, I speak prophetically that these men coming back from Saguaro who have been water baptized, slain in the spirit by Pastor Virginia and other ministers and volunteers, it is a wave. It is a tsunami of their lives being transformed, and it's going to carry through and into their families.
Oh, amen, Pastor Bulla, amen. You know, we could see it already. They're not even home yet, but you can see the effect already. You know, you could see that love of Jesus all over their faces and their love. You know, even their words, they're so happy. And I told the guy, yeah, I heard you love Jesus, my brother. He went, yeah, I love the Lord. I went, wow, thank you, Lord. You know, and it's a celebration. The angels celebrate when one sinner accepts Jesus Christ.
Let all heaven rejoice.
Yeah, amen. You know what I mean? And you know, my brothers, listen to me very carefully. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, Never had on Rich Howley on Japanese. That's right. There was two thieves.
Yep, on both sides.
Yeah, on both sides.
Surrounded by the people that society throw away.
Exactly. The people that has rejected him. Rejected his blessing. Rejected his word. Rejected his compassion for the people that has blessed many, many, many people. So if you feel rejected, my brothers, you know, some of us, we feel abandoned. Our father's never there. Our mother's never there. You know what? Jesus was abandoned too by his own people. So when we look at the example of Jesus Christ, how he walked through the wilderness and was tempted, he overcame Satan by the word of God. That's why it's very important. God's word said, if you want to be my disciple, you got to continue in reading my word. Mm-hmm. Then you will be my disciples indeed. And when you continue reading the word, my brothers and sisters, it starts to do something to you. Mm-hmm. It starts to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You know, all the storms in your mind, it starts to settle down.
That's right. Well, you know, when they're up on the cross, Pastor Bird, two thieves are there, and some of us think, I'm not good enough for Jesus, I'm not good. And you look what happened to the two thieves. One of them knew who the Messiah was, and the other one is right next to the Messiah, and he refuses to see what was in front of him right there. He still couldn't see. He was still blinded by sin. But the other one said, I will be in paradise with you.
Yeah, and that's a choice, Pastor Bula.
Choice.
You know, if you like live for the world, you see, the world has blinded many. He blinded me and you. Come on, over here, but I know more skills.
It's called God's grace. God's
grace and mercy.
But you know, when we go into the prisons, Pastor Bird, it's like we know the next time that God comes down, it's a day of judgment. It's not going to be a nice time. Until that time, he uses volunteers, ministers, pastors, such as ourselves.
That's right.
Saying, Pastor Bird, Pastor Lucy, Pastor Bula, Pastor Lynn, can you go talk to these guys about me?
Yes.
Can they hear my name? Because I need my name to be heard in the north and the south and the east and the west. Because the next time I come, it's not going to be pretty. If I got to come down now, it's over. But until that time, I need your help. Can you please, please help me? That's why we do what we do.
Yeah. You know, Pastor Bula, you're right. Because whatever the Lord put on our hearts. You see, I've been journaling a lot about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be bringing it to the church. I'm doing studies and I'm bringing up to what we already know in a supernatural. But the word just confirm the supernatural into the word of God, the Holy Spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, it confirms that when we're going through some stuff, you see the word, when we go into the prison, mm-hmm. when we bring the word, it is the Holy Spirit that manifests the word mm-hmm. and that changed lives.
Exactly. Because a lot of times when you're speaking, you're probably looking at yourself going, where that coming from? A lot of times when you get in the flow with the Holy Spirit,
exactly, Pastor.
And even when we see our wives share their hearts and we go like, where did they get that from? It comes out so powerful and so anointed because it's the passion, the same passion that Christ had to complete his mission here on earth is the same passion we come to take the word to those that everyone says is lost, to those that everyone says are broken and are worth nothing. They have value because Jesus sees only good in all of us.
Oh, you know, last night when we went to the prison, these guys was walking in. I mean, these guys was walking in with all tattoos. They was walking in hard. Their chest was popped up.
They look like
they're ready for action.
They look like they're ready for trial.
Yeah, because, you know, their guards are up.
Yep.
You know, when my wife started doing a prison worship, Pastor Bula, I look in the front row. Hey. All those guys with the big body. Yep. They was crying. They was weeping, Pastor.
Weeping. That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. And they wouldn't receive, Pastor.
Boom.
Right you could receive what you could reject. He came in hard. The Holy Spirit moved. The Holy Spirit right through the heart. Just cut him off. He was like weeping.
Yep.
I was looking at the brothers going, oh, how powerful the Holy Spirit is, Pastor Bula. And you know, at our church, you know, my grandson, sometimes he come over there, he do worship with me in the front. And then he start to play something. He get out of control. Hey, settle down. Because you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
We gotta be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. Pastor Bula. We cannot take it for granted. We gotta make sure when we're in his presence, we gotta be in order.
Well, everything's gotta be in alignment for our assignment, right? And when you have the fear of the Lord, I don't fear man. I fear God.
Oh, yes.
I fear God. And the thing is, you know, nobody's perfect, but we try and follow what the Lord tells us to do in obedience. And I'd rather have obedience than sacrifice. But you see, a lot of times people don't understand the Holy Spirit. You know, we have a lot of celebrity Christians. We have a lot of people that will not say things in the pulpit because they don't want to offend anybody who's sitting out there. If you don't have a sense of conviction, if that person in the pulpit is promoting themselves more than they are Jesus Christ, I have one word, run, run, and run. It's all about Jesus. Nothing else, nothing less. It's all about Jesus. The message is the message itself. It's not the messenger. It's the message that comes through that person.
Oh, you know what? I went through an experience exactly what you said. I was preaching at the Ohana Group at New Hope in Leeward down in Waipawa, and I was preaching to I was ministering to all these the Ohana Group, and then people was falling down, slain in the spirit. People was getting delivered. People were getting married. People was repenting, and everybody was just coming. First of all, the Holy Spirit was just moving. Yeah. And you know what? You know what's surprising? How the devil he make? Hey, Pastor Brad, you're the man.
Yeah, the pride.
Yeah, Pastor Paul, it was amazing. So I'm looking at everybody dropping and looking at the Holy Spirit. No, not me.
That's right.
The anointing.
Yep.
Fell on the people, chicken skin all over them, falling, slaying the spirit. And then the last person came up to me, Pastor Paul. He said, I don't want you to pray for me, Pastor, but I have a song for you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, sister, what song? What song you like sing?
Mm-hmm.
She go, Pastor Paul, this is the song I want to sing to you. Jesus, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You, Pastor Bula, I will discern the spirit and the voice of the Lord to her. You know what? You know what the Holy Spirit told me, Pastor Bula? Pastor Bird, it's not about you.
That's right.
You died 16 years ago. Yep. It's not about you, Pastor Bird. This is my people.
That's right.
This is not about you. Pastor Bula, I was so humble. I can discern the Holy Spirit, Pastor Bula.
You know, the thing is, a lot of times people, they get enamored in the bright lights and being the popular one. That's why on my phone, the picture I have is a picture of my wife and I standing in front of the sign of Saguaro Correctional Center, because that grounds me, because I've been compelled and I've been willed by the Spirit of the Lord to take the Word of God to those that are incarcerated. That's got to be something in your DNA, because that's not a ministry for those who like to be an usher. That's a great ministry. It's not a ministry for those that like to be in the hospitality, and that's a great ministry. Because we, Pastor Bird and his lovely bride Lucy, my wife Lynn, and myself, and all the volunteers, we plunder hell every day when we walk in the prison to build God's kingdom. And if you don't think the devil gets upset at that, you got another thing coming. Because you're taking those that the devil has controlled for so many years, now you're going to show them the love of Jesus. Not by what you say, but by what you do. And that's why when we went to that trip to Arizona recently on Valentine's Day, the message the Lord had put upon my heart was a father's love. Because I could have been anywhere from Disneyland to Disney World to Seattle eating salmon. I was in a prison in Arizona with my brothers from Hawaii saying, God loves you, God loves you, God loves you.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's what it's all about, the love of Jesus Christ. You know, the life with the Holy Spirit, Pastor Budo, you know, it takes time. It requires energy and effort in all part. The Holy Spirit, He's powerful, and He knows everything. He searches all our hearts. Before, you know, people even come to the church, the Holy Spirit know their hearts already. So, you know what? To be spiritually filled, you got to work the Word of the living God. We got to, you know, in God's Word, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, it says, we got to walk circumspectly. That's mean not as fools, but as wise. So when we know the Holy Spirit, we know the scriptures, we got one choice, Pastor Bula. If we know the Word, we got to examine the way we walk. We got to be honest with ourselves and with Jesus. We cannot be walking around like fools, because the Holy Spirit sees all things and
somebody.
Knows all things.
Come on, somebody.
So if we think you're hiding behind those walls in a home or in a prison, God watching you, God looking at our heart, you know, so we have to be real with that Holy Spirit. We cannot grieve the Holy Spirit, because we're sealed to the day of redemption. You know what I've learned, Pastor Bula? There's a chain of authority.
Oh, hallelujah.
It comes from God the Father. It connects to the HPD, to the ACOs, the pastor. There's a chain. If you dishonor the chain of authority, then you have dishonored Jesus.
That's right.
You have dishonored God's word. You kind of work outside of that. So you got to check your walk. Make sure you stay connected. I had a story of my friend of mine in the mainland. A bunch of pastors went to Mexico for a conference. On their way back, the same airlines, United Airlines, the passports and the IDs all the same. The people with authority said, oh, Pastor, your papers out of order. The pastor said, what you talking about? I got to get back to California to preach the sermon on Sunday. I need to get back. So the people that with authority was exasperated in the outrage with this pastor. And then, you know, there was exasperation. He said, you know what, Pastor, go ahead. Go on a plane.
Yeah.
The plane, Pastor, 1 hour later when the thing took off, 1 hour later when crash.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus wasn't planned for them to go on a plane. He made That's the right. purpose out of order. That he right. grieved the Holy Spirit, yeah. Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, the purpose, same airline, same passport, same. But the, why is the people out of order?
That's
you
right.
got to hear God's voice. These people have authority.
That's right, the authority.
You break the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose the voice of the Lord, Pastor Bula.
You lose the unction.
You lose the unction.
That's right.
The plane wasn't meant for them,
That's
Pastor
right.
Bula.
That's right.
So my friend had to go over there and go preach at the, at and go bring out the message up in California at the funeral, Pastor.
Oh, my goodness.
God has no respect of person.
Amen,
it doesn't matter who you are, my yep. brothers and sisters. Pastor Bula, I work on eggshell. I got to make sure I'm in alignment with God.
That's right.
I scared the Lord.
Well, it's that transparency, right? Because, you know, it's like Mark Twain said, the more you tell the truth, the less you have to remember. Now, we all make mistakes. You cannot hide from your mistakes. That's a reality.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? We learn from our mistakes because
yes,
we don't let our past define us. We let our past refine us so that we come out better than when we went in. That's why being incarcerated is a blessing to our brothers and sisters. It is a time where you can make a choice, a conscious choice, because God has placed you there so that you could get closer to Him through the Word, or you can just stand on the side and make hard head and see how many more struggles, how many challenges and trials and tribulations you're going to go until you understand God's plan for you.
Mm. Yes, that's right. And that's your scripture. God has a plan and a purpose, Pastor Bula. Is that Jeremiah, right?
Jeremiah 29:11.
That's something we always got to remember. God said we got to remember. We got to continue reading the Word of God so we can be disciples. Because when you continue reading the Word, you're going to be free in the inside because the truth going to set you free. And it's coming with reading the Word.
Mm.
And one thing we got to know, my brothers and sisters, as believers of Jesus Christ, it's not an option. As a believer, you have to. God's word commands us
mm-hmm.
the new commandment to love God and to love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That means your neighbor, even though he's an enemy, you gotta love them. Because without loving them, we don't understand the deeper secret things, but it will unlock the bitterness in relationships in the past and in the future. Lot's wife.
Mm.
He had instructions.
Specific,
you see,
yeah.
God give us instructions, my mm-hmm. brothers and sisters. When God started telling us forgive, we gotta forgive. Lot's wife, God said, no look back. The angel said, no look back.
Mm-hmm.
No, she God has no respect for a person. She had two kids and yeah. one husband. But the choices we make, consequences, Pastor Vula.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Consequences. I had one brother, I met them down. I was doing one job up here in Cali by a Home Depot. And then this brother came up to me and brought on the motorcycle. He said, Pastor Bird, I almost died twice already on the motorcycle. I go, when you go back to sin, when you turn back willingly, Pastor Bula,
mm-hmm.
God has no respect yet. I thank God I could. I was hugging him and I was crying. I go, Lord, thank you for the blood of Jesus
mm-hmm.
and the grace of God on his life.
That's right.
That he get to live another day. He get to go surfing in Waikiki.
That's right.
One more day. You know, brothers and sisters, we take God for granted.
That's right.
We cannot. You gotta check your walk. You gotta walk circumspectly, not mm-hmm. as fools, but as wise. We gotta stop grieving the Holy Spirit. We go on the emotional roller coaster ride of salvation. Satan taunts us
yep.
and he accused the brethren and blamed us for everything of the past
mm-hmm.
and the future. Even you make a little mistake, the devil is there to taunt you.
Yep.
But you know what? I thank God through Jesus Christ, you got to love the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because when you love the Holy Spirit, he accepts you just as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
he would embrace you with grace and with mercy. Peace comes from the inside, Pastor Bula.
That's right.
When you got God in the inside, the storms start to calm down, settle down the storms in your mind. The Satan, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy,
mm.
and to blow your emotions yep. out of proportion.
Well, you see, a lot of times what happens is, you know, when God works on us on the inside, nobody can see. You know, but the devil, he likes to work on the outside. Ooh, that looks good. Ooh, that feels good. Ooh, that smells good.
Oh,
ooh, that tastes good.
Yes.
But God, coming from the inside, going to take a little bit longer.
Mm.
Yeah, nobody going to see him, but you got to have faith in what God's doing inside of you. Because when it comes out, when it manifests itself, mm. it'll be more beautiful than anything you've ever seen. It'll be more beautiful than anything you've ever smelled.
Yes.
I mean, when you see people that are walking in the Spirit of God, there is an aura about them. There is a light about them. There's something about them. It is like a magnet. People want to get drawn. People are drawn to them, just like Joseph. Because the Lord was with him. Amen. And then when you're a servant of God in alignment, when the Lord is with you, doors will open that no man can open. Opportunities will present itself that do not make sense. But the Lord has a plan.
Mm. That's right, Pastor Bula. And, you know, with the plan in knowing who Jesus, we are accountable. We're accountable to God, to the believers. You want to, you know, every believer, you don't want to make believer. You want to be a believer in Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of believers, Pastor Bula.
The three believers, the believer, the non-believer, and the one that's the most scary, the make-believer.
The make-believer, that's the scary one.
Pastor that's the scary Bula. One, the that's chameleon. Got to watch out.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I just want to pray with the brothers and sisters. Pastor Bula, is that okay? I can pray tonight with the brothers and sisters. You know, I just like to just to pray with the brothers and sisters in Christ. That, you know, even though you have an ought against your brother, even though you have unforgiveness with your brothers or sisters, or people that have hurt you, lied on you, and cheated on you. You know, it's a very important as a believer, not a make believer. We gotta do what God telling us to do. We gotta be a doer of the word. We gotta check our walk and examine: are we doing what God has called us to do? We gotta walk in the will of the Father. So if people have hurt you, my brothers and sisters, if somebody have done something wrong to you, I just want to pray with you. You gotta release. It's mandatory for us as believers, as Christians. It's a purpose and a reason for Jesus Christ to help us to establish His word in our life. My brothers and sisters, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
I fall short, Lord.
I fall short.
But I lean on you.
But I lean on
you.
In my times of trials.
And Father, Lord.
I believe
in your Son.
I believe in your
that
Son.
That died for me. And risen on the third day. And now seated on the right hand side of the Father. Tonight.
I receive.
Jesus Christ.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You know, Lord, seal that prayer right now wherever it was said, and those that said it in the truthfulness of spirit and heart, the Lord has heard your prayer. Let all heaven rejoice as we continue to build the kingdom. My brothers and sisters, you've heard the story of Peter when he was walking on water. Many of us know that Jesus commanded Peter to do the impossible. You see, many times we try to do the impossible on our own and we fail. If the Lord commands you to do the impossible, you will not fail because it is a command from the Lord. And many of us know that Peter started to focus on the storms and not Jesus, so he sank and the Lord was right there. But this is where the story really begins. Peter took Jesus back into his boat. Peter took Jesus back where he had come from. Peter took Jesus back to where he was, and then Jesus calmed the storms. A lot of times we get delivered. A lot of times we get saved. A lot of times we get healed, but we don't take Jesus back to our workplace. We don't take Jesus back to our neighborhood. We don't even take Jesus back to our very own house. But that's when he's going to calm the storms. He might have saved them from the water, but he calmed the storms when he's standing in Peter's boat. See, we got to take a look at our boat. We got to see who's floating our boat. Because if you don't have Jesus in your boat, your storms will never be calm. You might be saved, but the storms will control you. You should never let the chaos of the world upset the calmness of your soul. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those who love Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. We have the opportunity to reach out, Father God, in the airways around the world and watch you the prison system, Father God. And those are the local brothers and sisters out there that just came out of prison, those who just came back from Arizona, let the Father God that you would bless them and be with them, Lord. You're the shepherd, Father God. We're just sheep following you. We're nobodies, Lord, Father God. Me and Pastor Bullock, we're just humble, disobedient servant, Lord. It's not about our title. It's never going to be about the title. It's always about Jesus. We've learned that. Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, so Lord, we just humble ourselves and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and time to be here tonight. Thank you, Pastor Bula. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Hey, for everybody out there, next time you have a service in your facility that you know about, please go. Many of us bring the word of the Lord. And, you know, with Pastor Bird there or Free Inside Ministry, whenever around, please come and attend. We're in all the adult facilities. And we're there regularly. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you. If any of you would like to drop a line to our P.O. Box, it's Free Inside Ministry. P.O. Box 89253, and the zip code is Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Once again, 96830. Drop us a line. Tell us if this program has touched you or if you've seen a change in your life. Or if you have a prayer request, you can submit that to us also. You can email that to us if you have family members. And that's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And that way we'll be able to unite in prayer, to lift your family in prayer, and to ask the will of the Lord be done. You see, many of us, it's not our faith that we question. I believe many of us are believers in God as our Lord and Savior. But I think the challenge that we have is the faith in God's timing. And sometimes that takes longer than we want. So that's the patience that we don't have and that we don't understand. But you see, it's not about what we want. It's about what God wants. And Pastor Bird is just a tremendous example of the redeeming grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior. I mean, never in the world did he expect to be on the outside preaching on the inside. Pastor Bird and myself are a very select few that break into prisons to break through your heart to help break you out of the bondage that you're in. You see, a lot of people, once you're in, they want to forget you. Once you're in, we want to love on you. We want to get inside there. We want to share time with you. We want to tell you that you have a hope in the future, because we are only a reflection of Jesus Christ. We pray that he crushes every time we walk into a prison, that nothing you see, nothing you hear, and nothing that comes from us is of us. See, it's not about anything we do. It's about everything God does through us. The four words that changes your life forever, my brothers and sisters, is Lord, here I am. See, it's not about capability. It's about availability. Are you willing to serve the Lord? Well, I'm going to wait till I get outside, Pastor Bullock. No, don't wait. There's no time to wait. The time is now. If not now, then when? If not you, then whom? And if not there, then where? You can't keep putting God off, because he never put you off. He's there with open arms to love you, to embrace you like the prodigal son. When you finally come to your senses and you go back to your father, he doesn't give you cracks. He doesn't make you look stupid. He doesn't ridicule you. He says, put a ring on his finger. Get me the finest robe. Throw it on his shoulders. Put sandals on his cocky old feet. Kill that fatted cow. We're going to Connie Kapila tonight. My boy, I thought he was dead, but he's alive. I thought he was lost, but he's come home. That's all God is waiting to tell you tonight, my brothers and sisters. My boy, my daughter, my honey girl, she's home. She's home. She's come home to her daddy. And when daddy hugs you like he's waiting to hug you, you know that feeling, how it feels. There's no feeling like a feeling like that when you're getting hugged from your daddy himself. You know, and it doesn't matter if your dad wasn't around when you was growing up, because God was always around. He always had his eye on you. He was always watching out for you. And the more you understand the word of the Lord, the more you're going to understand how really blessed you are. And if you're tired of being messed up, it's time to get blessed up, my brothers and sisters, because you're too blessed to be stressed. We love you, but Jesus loves you more. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.